Genesis 1:1. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Bereshit bara Elohim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz. When coming to discuss the word Elohim, we must go to the Hebrew source, to the Old Testament, and explain a little bit about how Elohim takes shape. In Hebrew, Elohim means God. But the word Elohim is a plural word. Now, even though it is a plural noun, it is used with singular verbs and adjectives. So in Genesis 1:1, we have an Elohim, which is a plural, creating as a singular being the heaven, et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz, the sky and the land. Now, what is this Elohim? We know it is God. And as discussed before, we know the name of this God is Jehovah. But trying to understand this Elohim and why it is used in a singular and a plural way in the Bible, we must look at three theories that explain the possibility of God being divided into several entities or persons. In Genesis 1:26, God said, "Let us make man with our image and likeness." Let us make man. What does this mean when God said, and in Hebrew, "Vayomer Elohim, na'aseh Adam." Na'aseh means us, meaning plural. How can God, who is singular, speak of himself in a plural way? How can Elohim, which is a singular entity, have an inner dialogue within himself about him being divided into several persons that must give permission or must come together to create man? Or was it a single entity? When coming to examine this question about Elohim being plural or singular, we must take three explanations the Old Testament and the New Testament give us. First of all, the first and common explanation that is considered in the Old Testament and by Jewish tradition is that God was speaking, when he said "let us," he was speaking about all the forces of creation that he had brought into existence that now would come together and create man together. Man being the crown of creation, being the ultimate being. The other possible explanation for God being plural is that God created man as a microcosmos of all the forces of creation. The other explanation in the Hebrew language, when somebody speaks and uses the word "let us make" or "let us do," a person can have that inner dialogue within himself. It is a custom thing for a man, for a being, to have this dialogue of "let us go, let us do, let us make." So it's more of a linguistic way of one to put one's thoughts and deeds and actions into force, into motion. The third explanation goes into the New Testament, which there is a connection, a trinity that comes to play in one essence, three persons coming to play in one essence. All these persons are equal, all are eternal, all are called God. This trinity of persons is the reason God was saying, "let us make." Meaning the Elohim is comprised out of three different persons that combine themselves in one essence.